today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Be with today's special. We're going to speak about taqwa or piety in the month of Ramadan. Salamun alaikum. This is today's special.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
And today is Wednesday, the 7th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. We'll listen to verse 2nd of chapter Talaq.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فإذا بلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا.
And when they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms, or part with them according to reasonable terms, and bring to witness two just men from among you, and establish the testimony for the acceptance of Allah. That is instructed to whoever should believe in Allah and the Last Day. And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran. The blessed verse makes mention of putting one's trust in Allah Almighty, by which it is intended that industrious Muslims are supposed to rely on Him, Allah, and invoke Him for being delivered from entanglements. Allah is all aware of man's needs and is most glorious and most compassionate towards him. Allah Almighty is omnipotent to remove all impediments. Man is supposed to turn away from expectations from creatures and turn toward the Creator. Thus, human acts aim at divine satisfaction. Thus, man never sets his hopes on anything besides him. He may not entertain fear of anything besides him. He does not attach heart to anything besides him. This is the spirit of trust.
في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
What is taqwa? Taqwa is when a person obeys Allah and abstains from disobeying Him, due to his constant awareness that Allah is all-watching and all-knowing. Once a person fasts with the correct intention, then Allah grants him the gift of taqwa. Fasting also aids a person in self-control and restraint. Since an individual wakes up until a normal day, he will now give up his fresh glass of water, then breakfast, lunch, and snacks. He is controlling his appetite and the desire to eat and taste food. Therefore, once he is able to control his eating appetite, which is one of the most challenging desires, then it becomes easy to control other appetites, like sins. He achieves sympathy for the poor and deprived. It is by fasting that a rich person feels how to live with an empty stomach and how the poor feel all the time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ramadan is a training session to develop taqwa and piety. A major difference between the Islamic fast and mere starvation is that the Ramadan fasting is an exercise in self-discipline involving food intake, use of tongue, hands, eyes, ears, thoughts, and etc. Many of the undesirable habits and traits of the previous months are automatically corrected during this month. Some of us, God forbid, may have been habituated to a particular type of wrongdoing, or let's say, for example, gambling, smoking, drinking, backbiting, fornication, fraud, hot temper, domestic violence, or other actions like that. Fasting breaks habit either gradually for some or immediately for those of us with a stronger willpower, especially if supported by constant supplications in seeking Allah's assistance. To do so, it needs faith and determination. The usual antidote is to put an entirely opposite thought in the mind contained in a Quranic verse for immediate implementation, which would block and displace the evil trend. During the Islamic fasting, every organ in the body that has been given to us as trust by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is put to a critical test. We must not see, hear, utter or act evil. This is a training session for us to develop taqwa or piety or God's consciousness, as well as to show gratitude for the great favor of the revelation of the Holy Quran during the month of Ramadan in Laylatul Qadr. These organs include tongue, hand, legs. So we have to be careful and watchful of whatever we do using this bodily organs. So all in all, dear brothers and sisters, the ultimate result for our fasting together, for our fasting, is the emergence of well-organized, well-disciplined, pious Muslim community, the Ummah, where each person is not spiritually evolved and better equipped with fortitude to act and live according to the divine moral codes laid down in the Holy Quran, to come near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To come near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is possible only by firm faith and conviction and by actually doing good deeds. The more a person develops within himself the divine attributes, the nearer he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his magnificent qualities. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to this show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio.
today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
This is today's special. We're going to speak about a kind of controlling during the month of Ramadan. The world is full of temptations. It takes a lot of discipline to say no to something that is very tempting but not good for us. During fasting, we learn how to say no to things that are otherwise permissible and good but are forbidden during this month, the month of fasting. When one learns how to say no to that which is generally permissible, then one can easily control oneself to avoid that which is forbidden. This is the spirit of taqwa. Through fasting, we taste, to some extent, the pain and suffering of those who are poor and destitute. Fasting teaches empathy and sympathy, and it takes away some of our selfishness and self-centeredness. This is the spirit of taqwa.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
One question, why is achieving taqwa not a goal for many in Ramadan? Look, there are a couple of reasons. One, begin the taqwa is usually talked about in theoretical terms. Practical aspects of taqwa and its application are discussed in limited ways. And most often, taqwa's connection to Ramadan is mentioned in passing. Another reason for taqwa not being on top of the minds of many observers of fasting is that it is often insufficiently translated as fear of Allah in English and other languages. While fear of an authority may motivate people to change their behavior, there are other intrinsic and extrinsic factors that motivate people to take action. In Islam, both awe and love of Allah are powerful forces that move believers to live faithfully and productively in this world. Considering that Allah used the word taqwa and its derivatives over 150 times in Quran indicates that there is more to this concept.
Now, how does fasting lead to taqwa? If you want to have taqwa, if you want to be someone that is a muttaqi, someone that has protection from haram, that can easily resist the dunya, you need to have willpower, strong willpower. Look at the muttaqeen of this life that you know now and look out throughout history. There is one common denominator between all of the individuals that have taqwa, and that is they have strong willpower. When you have strong willpower, you can control yourself. You can control yourself when you are tempted. Because if you think about it, there are two times usually when we sin. We sin for two reasons. Number one, when we are angered. How many times you say bad words, you hit someone, you say something that you don't want to. Many of the crimes that are committed, many of the sins that are committed, are because of anger. And number two, because of desires. Think about it. Why do human beings sin? It's either because of desire or it's because of anger. And in order to confront both of them, you need strong willpower. Number one, let's begin with anger. You see, in order to control your anger when you are enraged, sometimes you're filled with anger. In order to control and manage that anger, you need massive willpower. And that's why there's a hadith where the Imams narrate that one day Iblis, the shaitan, spoke to Prophet Nuh. And he told Nuh, اذكرني في ثلاث مواطن. Remember me three times. Basically, the shaitan is saying there are certain times when you, the human being, you are vulnerable to the shaitan. This is when he strikes. This is when he ambushes you. The shaitan isn't just 24 hours a day. No, he's planning. He's waiting for the right times. So he's giving some of the secrets to Nuh, subhanAllah. He tells him, one of those times, اذكرني إذا غضبت. Remember me. Remember that the shaitan is going to come and the shaitan will try to misguide you. This is the opportunity when you are angry. And that's why Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says in one hadith, Al-ghadabu dharbun min al-junoon. He says, ghadab, anger, is a type of madness. You really become crazy. He says in the hadith, Al-ghadabu awwaluhu junoon wa akhiruhu nadam. It begins with madness and it ends with regret.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.
الحمد لله.